I'm here on New Road at Fringe City with
Christina McKerrin and Chester Lemreams, aka The Hiccup Project.
So tell us about May We Go Round.
May We Go Round is an insight into our romantic experiences and encounters. It's a jangly merry-go-round of sketches that tell many stories and narratives. It's fun, it's enjoyable, it's got lows and highs, and it throws you all over the place.
Now, actually, I'm going to dare say this, but there isn't a great deal of dance and physical theatre here at the Brighton Fringe, but your work is quite physical, isn't it?
Very, very physical. We absolutely throw ourselves around the stage, which is really exciting. It's quite nice that we're sort of the only ones in that category at the moment. Very exciting.
We feel really passionately about fusing these mediums of dance and theatre together and making something that is a medium of both in equal measures and that has a lot of physicality but is also able to deliver a lot of emotional content as well.
And make it really accessible to absolutely anyone. They don't have to have a background of theatre or dance to be able to enjoy it.
Take me right back to the moment in time, if you can, when this idea was born.
The idea was formed, quite funnily, when I discovered my diary from the age of 10, which is devoted entirely to who I like, who I don't like, basically all my love interests. And that sparked conversations we have as friends, which are about similar things.
Yeah, relationships and experiences. And we realised that there were a lot of friends' stories and a general feeling that we could make a piece of it. There was a lot of material.
A lot of anecdotes.
A lot of anecdotes.
I mean, in this world of social media and everyone connecting up, I guess it's how we connect that's really one of the subjects of the age, isn't it?
Definitely. It's a very cliche subject, but absolutely everyone experiences it, and it's a cliche for a reason. Everyone can relate to some sort of romantic experience.
Yeah.
And so in terms of your particular style of approach as a company, so in a rehearsal room, how do you physicalise some of that? How do you get your ideas?
A lot of our ideas come from messing around and just being silly, and because we are such good friends, just telling each other stories that have happened, and then I guess that just, there's a lot of playing around basically.
Well, I'm going to raise the game on that question, but you know, for people to come and see this is a really good, you know, they're going to spend their money on a professional theatre show, you've got those ideas, how does that actually become physical theatre that a reviewer like Fringe Review is going to come along and go, that was top of its game? Oh yes, I've got her silent now.
Stuck for words. We've had very good responses. We've showed snippets of this in sort of informal sharings and had very, really, really, really high responses from people that have found it really, really funny but can just connect on such a level. There's not a lot of contemporary dance that people connect to on a human level. It's very much serious, almost robotic like.
Yeah, I think the bottom line really is that we have made work that hasn't compromised the quality of movement or technique or ability, but we're really real and honest, and it's raw, and we've made work that we believe is the whole of us, and because of that we let people in and people can feel and relate and laugh and probably feel awkward about things, and that is above all the most important. Yeah, we want people to feel.
And what do you draw on? Do you draw on clown? Do you draw on dance? What kind of things do you use?
We trained in dance, so we have very good bodies for that. But we definitely play on clowning, and I think naturally we're quite comedic people in general life, so that comes into it as well.
And we both trained in acting prior to doing dance training as well. We did a lot of theatre shows when we were younger, so we have all that behind us too. So.
And then in terms of when you claim a space like Emporium, how do you get into a new venue?
Oh, we have the key.
But each venue is different and you've got movement. I mean, what do you do? Do you just kind of shut the doors and improvise a bit? How do you actually move from space to space?
We happen to be very versatile. We've danced on pavements. We've danced on rock hard floors in pubs. So I think as long as we know the next day we're going to be in a lot of pain, we're okay to do it anywhere.
I think the nature of our piece has a lot of flexibility in the spatially and knowing each other very well. We know that we can pretty much throw the piece into any scenario and somehow deal with it. When there's two of you, you can just go with that, and I think that's part of the reason why it works.
Well, my microphone's having to chase these two performers because they're moving even as we speak, so move along to the Emporium and see May We Go Round, the Hiccup Project Emporium in the Brighton Fringe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks.